Daf Chof Amar Alvar up to the top of the page. Abai asked Rabbi Chotzer that one side goes between the Pasa Biroz. Can he carry in it between the Pasen or between the Pasen and into it? So he said it's Mutter. What about two Chatzeres? He said it's Aser because one Aser is on the other. Rav Huna said two are Aser even if they made an Erev because we're worried they might say Erev helps between the Pasen. Rav said Erev is Mutter. Abai said Rav that I'll bring a Raya. Abai said Chotzer that one side goes into the Pasen and the Tata from into the Pasen, Pasen to it. But two Yerhalado. When they were saying this, they didn't make an Erev. But they made an Erev is Mutter. I'll ask Akasha Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said that over there is where he made an Erev together. They made another like a lechir or kur or something. They made the hoder arvan. There's such a big pirtza that you see it's one rishus, Rashi says. Not they made an erev. So he said, it doesn't become a chit. So then Abai asked Rabbah, what happens if the water dried out on Shabbos? So he said, what? The whole reason he made a mechitza passed is because of the water. Well, if there's no water, there's no mechitza. Rovin asked the question, what happens if the water dried on Shabbos, but new water came on Shabbos, it drained? So Abai said, drying on Shabbos, not Shabbos, that we said earlier and said it's also. If they came again, there's no Shabbos, because we said the mechitza, it's a suyub Shabbos, it's mutter. He said, any mechitza is made of Shabbos, but Shaykh amazed, but any berots, and it's ksidim mechitza. Then we learned, Nachman said, dafka to throw, but latatloi. So he said, why does Nachman say it? Amazed. If that says someone throws between the pasta bros, it's chayav. So pshita. If it's not a mechitza, how's it wanted to fill off from it? So it says that if he made it, ke'em pasta bros and shusarab, and he threw in it, it's chayav. It's also pshita. If ba'alma, it's not a mechitza, by borha, it would become mutter to be tatl. So when it says, latzricha, even though people walk through it, comes to teach me that a rabbin doesn't come and mevatl a mechitza. I have also said it once, because we really said, if the Rishon Rabbah is mafsik, you have to move it to the side. So Chomza, you don't have to. Rechon Lezer says, here the Chom Medina, the Koycha Mechitzes. So he says, if it were over there, I would think da here, but he doesn't hold like this. Kamash Ron here, and he says, who is in this? Let him say, this case, not the other one. He says, we learn out one from the other. Says the Lada, bring the pasen closer to the be'er. We learned that the person should not stand in Shisrab and drink a Shisyach and drink a Shisrab unless he sticks in his head and the majority of his body to the place where he drinks. And the Gemara says in Amud Beis, the similar will apply to Agas, speaking the game Mises, as we learned in Shabbos, we'll have it again in Aaron later. By a person, this that we said needs Reshu Rubai makes sense. By a parah, do we need Reshu Rubai or not? So where he's holding a keli, meaning he's drinking from a keli, but the keli is not wrapped around his neck, there's no shaila. That needs Reshu Rubai inside. The question is if he's holding the keli and he's holding the keli around his neck, what's going to be the din? So we learned to watch that part, Reshu Rubai Bifnim and Shaisa. What are you going to think? It's speaking about the Nakedla and Nakedman is holding the Kli. So what's his law? He's holding the Mana, but it's not around his neck. And if he's holding a Kli and he's not holding his neck, what time he said the person should not fill up water on Shabbos and give it from his behemoth, he's allowed to fill it up and pour it out, and the behemoth drinks himself. So we learned, Abaya said, he was speaking about a trough that's standing in Shazram, that's tall 10 and wide for one side goes between the pasta bros. We're worried that it might see the avis, the person, and that it's ruined, it's not fixed, and it might come to the sacrament and hold the pitcher with him. And it takes over Shasach the Shasaram. So it says, is it such a izi chayev? Saf said, name of Ravama Revich, and someone carries his face from one corner to the other corner and decided to take it out, it's potter, because his original shakir was not for this. Sometimes he might fix it and then bring it in, and then he brings it from Shasaram to Shasach. Some say by a person, we said it's an offset Reish Ruba. What about a para? Is it enough Reshu Rubai or not? So where he holds a keli and it's around his neck is no shayla, it's enough Reshu Rubai. The question is, if he's holding a keli, but he's not holding it around his neck, what's going to be? Then, so we learned, vash tepar Reshu Rubai b'fnim, and he drinks. So it's speaking about where he's holding the keli, and the keli's wrapped around, it's tied around his neck. So he says, no, he's holding a keli, but it's not wrapped around the neck of the animal. So as far as like this, because if he's holding a keli and he's not wrapped around his neck, he's a mutter. So a person's not allowed to fill up water and give it from his behemoth. He's allowed to fill it up and pour it out. And he drinks himself. We learned that by said that we're speaking about a trough that's standing in Shisram, tall 10 tefach and wide 4, and one side is between the boards. Sometimes he might see the avis that something's ruined and he might come to Mim Saklit, and he'll carry the pitcher with him and he's bringing from Shisrach to Shisram. Frankly, in such a case as Ichayev, Rav Safra said, name Rav Amar Rebich, and someone carries his face from one corner to the other corner, decided to take him out his pot because his original key was not for this region. Elamai, sometimes you might fix it and then bring it back in from Rosh Hashanah to Shusrab, and that's Mamish, Rosh Hashanah to Shusrab, and that's also. Another question. Gomel that has head and majority of his body inside, you're allowed to shtup in the food inside. The Avis is as if he's holding a kli and he can't move it, and you need Reisha Ruva. So Rachamachin said, the Reshesh is a gomel is difficult because it has a long neck, it can fit out, it can go outside also. A behemoth that has head and majority is inside, you're allowed to shtup it inside. Avis is like as if he's holding it and it's wrapped around his neck, and we need Reisha Ruva. So what's this behemoth that he mentions? Taka gomel. I we said behemoth, and we said camel. So we didn't learn these two, so they're both referring to the camel. Taka learned like this. Rav Leza asks us about camel since it's got a long neck. Yitzhak others didn't say in Matha Pasperos only for those who are in the regular alone. I would say they weren't Matha Pasperos only for a behemoth lad. So behemoth means behemoth says that the person has to go up and has to go down. He cannot rely on these passive heroes. This is the end of Daf Chaf.